Track 7.
Welcome to Book Express. My name is Barbara Finlay, and with me today is one of my favourite guests. We've had him on the show quite a few times. Please welcome Professor Thomas Butler.
Happy to be here, Barbara.
Let's dive right in. Today, we're not talking about a certain genre or book series. No, as we have a professor of literature here, we want to talk about reading and literature in general. So please tell our listeners, what can reading books do to us and with us?
Well, that's a very big question indeed. Can you be a bit more specific, Barbara?
To start with, can reading make us more open?
Oh, definitely. Books are like magic windows on other places and feelings. When we read about how others live and feel, it's like we're in the stories. And that helps us to understand different people and cultures. That's the beauty of books. We can sit in a comfortable chair in the corner of a library, and as soon as we open a book, we travel to the other end of the world, or to a completely magical world.
Does it matter if the setting is real or magical? New York or Hogwarts?
Not at all. Even reading a fantasy book can make us more open and change our view of the world. Of course, it depends on the quality of the book and how well the characters and their feelings are described. They need to be realistic. The world the characters live in can be fantastic. For example, studies have shown that reading Harry Potter can make children more tolerant towards people who have a difficult life.
Oh, that's interesting. One more thing. My best friend and I often talk about what is better, reading fiction or non-fiction. In her opinion, it's better to read non-fiction because it gives you real facts. I prefer reading fiction because, as you've just explained, it does so much with you as a person. You can get away from the real world for some time. Which is better in your opinion?
Well, there's no general rule that one type of book is better than the other. But as you've just said, people have different reasons for reading fiction and non-fiction, and it might even depend on your mood. Do you want to escape from the world of facts and be around, let's say, dragons or ghosts for some time? Or do you want to find out more about the world around you and read the news or, for example, an article about climate change?
You're right, I guess. Unfortunately, time is up. Thank you so much for being here, Thomas.
It's always a pleasure, Barbara.